Pope Francis is in Myanmar on a three-day apostolic journey. Myanmar, which was formerly known as Burma, has suffered over half a century of oppressive military rule until the election in 2015. Pope Francis visits there to a multi-religious country where the Catholics are around 450,000, approximately 1% of the total population, is to give a message of peace in person. The country is divided into 16 dioceses, including three archdioceses. Philippa Hitchens of Vatican Radio's English program, who is in Myanmar to report on the Pope's visit there, spoke to Sister Genevieve Kin Mu of the Good Shepherd Congregation. Sister Genevieve, who has been in the congregation for almost 30 years, spoke to Philippa of the gradual transformation she has observed in the village. Speaking of the church and the convent building, she said they were once small and old, but now they have new and bigger buildings. The people, she said, have realized the importance of education, and most now are graduated. They are now no more hand-to-mouth people as they used to be before, but by strengthening themselves through education, they have learned to save. She also spoke of the cordial relationship that exists between the Catholics, Baptists and the Buddhists in the Majiquin village.
The Good Shepherd Sisters have been here for more than 40 years, haven't they? And they've completely transformed the life of the village here. Tell us a bit about the history.
At that time, the place also very different. The building also, the church also, you can see the church, this is the small church, and the, now this is the big one church, and our convent also at that time, this was a very small convent. Now they're becoming a big convent. And then the children also, the education, no? When I was here, the children are not very interested in education, so they are not passing the high school exam, but now the increase in improving the education. So now this in his village, the youth, they become a graduate, and that they are in the university education, and they are walking good walk in the city, so very different from when I was young and now this place, this time. Yeah.
The families were very poor, weren't they, before that? They were barely able to look after their own children.
Yes, first they were very poor. Poor mean they are very poor in the material, poor in the education also. That's why they do not know how to handle their life. They eat and they finish one day for their income. So now they have the education, how to manage the for income, to send the children to the education for the school, and how to increase their income also, they come to know this time. Yeah.
There was also a big problem with alcoholism, wasn't there, amongst the men of the village?
They can sell the alcohol, so the men also use the alcohol. Now the government also, they don't allow to do and to sell this alcohol, so it's a little bit better than the first situation and now. So I think now the men also, they are not drinking too much for this alcohol.
Here in this village, alongside the Catholic Church, you have a Baptist community and also a large Buddhist community, don't you? Tell us a bit about the relationships between these people. They're much better now, I understand, than they were in the past.
I think these village people, they stayed together with the Baptists and Buddhists a long time ago. And Baptist people also, the children also come and study here. So is their relation with this Baptist? Buddhist children also come to study for the study guide. I think now it's increasing the number from this side. So I think they are stay together and they go for the celebration, to the religious celebration. This also they come to the celebration to our Catholic Church. So I think they are a good relationship each other.